Chapter 7. There was a table under a tree in front of the house. The March Hare and the Mad Hatter were having tea. A dormouse was sitting between them. It was fast asleep. The table was a large one, but the three were all crowded together at one corner of it. "No room, no room," they cried out when they saw Alice. "There's plenty of room," said Alice. She sat down in a large armchair at one end of the table. "Have some wine," the March Hare said. "I don't see any wine," she said.
"There isn't any," said the March Hare.
"Why is a raven like a writing desk?" the Mad Hatter asked. Alice thought about what she knew about ravens and writing desks. The three of them were very quiet.
"What day of the month is it?"
the Mad Hatter said, as he took his watch out of his pocket.
"The 4th. 2 days wrong," sighed the Hatter.
"Butter didn't suit the works," he said crossly. "It was the best butter," the March Hare replied. The March Hare took the watch and put it into his cup of tea.
"Have you guessed the riddle yet?" the Hatter said.
"No, I give up. What's the answer?" Alice replied.
"I don't have any idea," said the Hatter.
"Nor I," said the March Hare.
"I want a clean cup. Let's all move one place on," said the Hatter.
He moved as he spoke, and the Dormouse followed him. The March Hare moved into the Dormouse's place, and Alice took the place of the March Hare. The Dormouse was going to sleep. The Hatter pinched him. It woke up with a little shriek. "That begins with an M, such as mousetraps and the moon and memory and muchness. You know, you say things are much of a muchness. Did you ever see such a thing as a drawing of a muchness?"
"Really now, you ask me," said Alice, very much confused. "I don't think..."
"Then you shouldn't talk," said the Hatter. Alice didn't like the Hatter or the Hare. She left the table. She found a door in the forest. She opened it and found herself in the long hall with the little glass table. She picked up the little golden key and unlocked the door to the garden. She nibbled on the mushroom until she was small enough to go through the door. She was in the garden.